probably a lot of you watched the movie because of all the advertisements that the movie had about you're going to see people eating on your screen. That's right. Now, the movie was a foreign movie. It started out, the first part of it was really sickening because of the poor acting and the terrible dialogue. But as it got into the movie, it was pretty good, and really it was, and this is the wrong word to use, but it was tastefully done. If you didn't see it, it's about a group of athletes and some others who were on an airplane. They crashed in the Andes, and the people who were searching for them gave up hope of ever finding them, so they stopped the search. Anyway, these people were trapped up there for a long time, and they had to survive by eating fellow passengers who had died. And they did it. And that's what the movie was about. But all week it's been built up on TV as being something almost hideous. But you tune it in and see it, and it's almost a religious thing. It really is. One of our questions we could ask this morning is, if the circumstances warranted, would you eat someone? Can you see them laying around the airplane at night, needing a snack? Go out and grab a hand, bring it in, gnaw on it. That's the kind of thing, really, from the announcements that they were showing, that's the kind of thing that you would expect to see. But the movie wasn't that way at all. Not at all. But that kind of thing gets us watching the thing. I don't know if that's a sign of a sick society or not. Are we sick because we go for that kind of thing? I don't know. But I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this any longer. I'm not. Our numbers this morning are 583-8803. And 589-WAKY. Take me a drink of water here. Now, in this water, there are trace amounts of carbon tetrachloride. Again, it's floating down the Ohio River. And again, we're drinking it up. Now, supposedly, it's a level that is safe for humans to digest. But how do they know? How do they know that it's safe? Have they ever fed it to humans before? Well, here I am. I'm taking a drink of water. And we'll see what happens to me. Now, I can tell you, I've been drinking this water all morning as an experiment to see what would happen so that I could come on the Wacky Talk Show and you could hear for yourself the effect that this water has on human beings. And I've got to tell you that I am mad as hell and I'm not going to take this any longer. Chemical company dumping chemicals in our water. President of Mean of Uganda is holding U.S. citizens over there. He won't let them out of his country until Wednesday. And then we're not sure exactly what he's going to do. The Ugandan troops are poised there at their border. They're thinking that the Americans are going to come in and invade their country. Of course, the president says that we are not. And President Amin of Uganda says that he is not going to harm the Americans within his country. But there are many horror stories that have come out of his country. And we just don't know what's going to happen. See, the problem with President Amin is he is mad as hell. About 6 months ago, a British doctor announced that he had treated Amin for a bad advanced case of syphilis. So advanced, in fact, that it caused brain damage and it could lead to irrational behavior. And as you see, Mr. Amin does sometimes act irrationally. But I've got to say again, I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello.
Is this Wacky Talk?
It is. Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off.
Okay.
That is item number one.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, what are we talking about this morning?
It is an open line, but if you want to talk about that movie where they ate people on television, you've been listening to the radio, you heard the opening talk, you can pick up on that or you can start your own subject.
Okay. Was it the car show tonight?
I wasn't at the car show.
Was that guy with the mustache wearing a hat? Cowboy hat up at the pinball lizard stand.
Could be Coyote Calhoun, I don't know. He wears cowboy hats. Did you like the car show?
Yeah, I love it.
What was the best part of it?
I like that. When that guy's in there singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The band battle.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I like. Anyway.
So you saw all the cars, the Jaws, was it a Jaws motorcycle, is that what it was?
It's like a motorcycle. He's got an armed shift with, and the eyes blink off and on.
Are you going to go again next year?
Yes, sir.
Carl Casper's Rod and Custom Auto Show. I don't know what number this is. They used to have numbers like the 12th annual Rod and Custom Auto Show. I don't know what number this one is.
You never guess what Spider-Man asked me.
What?
He asked me to go over and get Patty McGuire's autograph for him, and then she told me to go back and tell him that she'll give it to him later since he's been staying in the same hotel with him.
Ah. Now, the Spider-Man was out there.
Yeah.
And Patty McGuire from Playboy was there. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
And she said that she was staying in the same hotel with Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll spin webs together?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's exposed right here on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Exposed right here. Wow. Spider-Man and Patty McGuire. I never would have believed it. Thanks for calling in this morning. This is Wacky. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Coach, a few minutes ago about a letter I have here from my mother.
A letter from your mother?
Yes. My name is Mark Hughes, and I plan to someday be a comedian.
Hmm.
So I have a letter here from my mother that might help me.
Are you mad as hell this morning?
No, I feel great this morning.
I'm mad as hell.
So why is that?
And I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Mind if I read my letter?
Gee, I don't know. Read it, and I'll tell you if I mind or not.
Okay. Dear son, Mark, just a few lines to let you know I'm still alive. I'm writing this letter slowly because I know you can't read fast. You won't know the house when you come home. We've moved. About your father. Your father has a lovely new job. He has 500 men under him. He's cutting grass at the cemetery. There was a washing machine in the new house when we moved in, but it isn't working too good. Last week I put 14 shirts into it, pulled the chain, and I haven't seen the shirt since. Your sister Mary had a baby this morning. I haven't found out whether it's a boy or a girl, so I don't know if you're an aunt or an uncle. Speaking of uncles, your Uncle Dick drowned last week in a vat of whiskey in a Dublin brewery. Some of his workmates dived in to save him, but he fought them off bravely. We cremated his body, and it took 3 days to put the fire out. Your father didn't have much to drink at Christmas. I put a bottle of castor oil in his pint of beer, and it kept him going until New Year's Day, and then some. I went to the doctor on Thursday, and your father came with me. The doctor put a tube into my mouth and told me not to open my mouth for 10 minutes. Your father offered to buy the tube. It only rained 2 times last week, first for 3 days and then for 4 days. Monday it was so windy that one of our chickens laid the same egg 4 times. We had a letter from the undertaker yesterday. He said if the last installment wasn't paid on your grandmother within 7 days, up she comes. Your loving mother, Mama Hughes. P.S. I was going to send you $10, but I already sealed the envelope.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
That's a letter from your mother, a very touching letter, I might add.
Yeah, my mother's great.
Yes.
Any comments on this letter will be accepted with, I don't know what you'd call it.
Yes. Now, you mentioned the fact that you wanted to be a comedian.
Yes.
What have you done toward that goal?
At parties, I make a lot of people laugh with my impersonations.
Who can you do?
I called you last week and did Walter Brennan.
Ah, who else can you do?
I do John Wayne.
Everybody does John Wayne.
John Wayne.
And you do Howard Cosell because Howard Cosell sounds a lot like John Wayne.
Howard Cosell sounds a lot like John Wayne. I see I get them mixed up.
Yes.
I'm not used to doing them at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, my brother has conned me into calling you. I used to listen to your talk show all the time, and then he called me tonight and told me to call.
Hmm.
So I said, okay, I will. They're having a party, and he wouldn't come over and get me, so I thought I'd entertain him by phoning into you.
Yes, and he didn't have any party records, so he put on Wacky.
Right.
Amazing.
Amazing.
The amazing true story. Well, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay, Mike.
We enjoyed your letter.
Okay.
Very much. It's 214. Our numbers are 583-8803-589-WACKY. Good morning.
King Kong's a big monkey that looks like my mother-in-law.
Ah, well, that's encouraging to hear. This is Wacky. Good morning. Hello. Come in if you hear me. But my, if you don't. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
This is what used to be Music Trivia Man.
I was just going to say that.
You
what
were.
Happened? What happened?
I was dethroned, destroyed, and I'm just going to go by Jim.
By whom?
All people at school. We started this trivia club, and they just wiped me out.
How did they do it?
Just asking me questions, all kinds of stuff, like stuff from movies way back in the 1920s and 30s. And
did they know the answer?
I Have Not questions and Casablanca and stuff like, man, I just got destroyed.
Did they know the answers?
Yeah, they knew the answers.
Bunch of jerks.
Really, I gave up. I just I have to write up a whole bunch of Star Trek questions and get them back later.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Hugh Hefner's going to have a rough time whipping Spider-Man.
Why? Why is he going to whip Spider-Man?
Well, golly, man, you didn't go out to the car show and see Patty Maguire. She's worth fighting for.
Is she?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get fired up.
Patty Maguire, if you're still in Louisville and you're listening.
She was decent.
I would like to see. I would like to see what this young man is talking about.
She can always come down in front of the window and give you a big moon. Is it still snowing?
To find out if indeed he is factual. It's not snowing.
It's not snowing. Well, she might do it for you.
Yes. Well, I would be willing to open the door, as a matter of fact.
You would. You wouldn't do that for me.
Yes, I would.
Oh, that's right. You have before, haven't you?
Yes. Okay. We don't make this a common practice.
All right. I guess you watched the movie Survive since you're talking about it.
Yes.
You should have seen the movie on our station. It was pretty good.
What was it?
It was called The Glitter Palace. It was about gay people and the murder and had Chad Everett. It was pretty good. It was sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you think these movie producers and the TV stations are trying to shock us with the stuff they put on?
Possibly. I don't know. NBC Big Event is not as big as it was made up to be, but tonight it was pretty decent.
The Big Event.
Talking about their Survive about cannibalism. You know that song, Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta play that.
Yes, that is a good song.
Do you know what it's... People tell me that they're talking about a person or a donkey. Do you know which it is?
It's a person. Joe and me and Tim. Timothy.
You gotta play that so we can determine whether that's supposed to be a donkey. You know what happens, don't you?
What? He gets eaten.
Really?
Yes, I think that record has been taken out of here.
Really?
Yes.
What for?
I don't know. I don't understand the programming policies of this radio station.
On Randolph's Case.
I don't understand.
Oh, that's a good song.
I know it.
Now we'll never know whether it was a donkey or a person.
I think he got a little upset when I would come on every time I was on the air and play the song and talk about how my appetite was, I was having problems.
See,
with my
that's your fault.
I did get hungry in the middle of the movie Survive. I don't understand that.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did get hungry.
Did you get up and get you some popcorn and bologna sandwiches and Dr. Pepper?
As a matter of fact, I had chicken barbecue.
Oh, that's what I had.
Chicken? Really?
Really?
And french fries?
No, I couldn't afford the french fries. I come home from the car show and the chicken was there, though. I couldn't fight it. Car show was decent this year. You should have went.
I didn't go.
You still cheap.
Well, actually, I could have gone for nothing.
That's right.
But I was busy all weekend.
Weren't you assigned duty out there with the band battle like everybody else, or are you privileged?
I have a good reason for not being there.
Oh, let's hear it.
I have an excellent reason.
Oh, I bet.
But I cannot reveal the nature of this.
Uh-huh.
That is true.
Uh-oh. That sounds...
All right. I will tell you.
Okay.
Tuesday at 3:15, I enjoy bragging. Tuesday at 3:15, my wife gave birth to a 10-pound, 1.5-ounce, 23-inch-long baby girl.
Now you got two girls.
And Saturday, I brought them home, and I have been busy the entire time.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason.
Yes.
But now you got two girls.
I have to think of another excuse next year.
You can always try for a son.
Yes, I think I've killed off my entire family, a number of funerals, and next year I'll have to think of something else.
Possibly. Maybe by then I can come up and help you with something.
That's if I'm here next year, because after all, I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this any longer.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it really good?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it either, have you?
I saw it. I did, and I laughed through all the tender scenes in there. I really did. I couldn't help myself. There was Faye Dunaway and William Holden in a passionate love scene. She was about to climax, and she was telling him about some great programming decision she was going to make as they were going at their thing. And there I was laughing. I couldn't help myself. I laughed for about 15 minutes, and my wife was embarrassed. I always embarrass her. When we go out to eat or if we go to a movie, I always embarrass her because I laugh at the tender moments in the movies. Or when someone gets killed, I laugh.
You're terrible.
I laugh.
It's not funny. You ought to go see The Sentinel if you can laugh through that.
I laughed at The Exorcist.
Yeah, but The Sentinel's worse.
Hey, I could make a commercial like they make up for those movies. He laughed at The Exorcist. He laughed at Network. He laughed at Survive. But will he laugh at The Sentinel?
Hey, that's pretty good. You ought to put that in your super commercial voice and just make a fortune.
Yes, or maybe
charge
I can...
Charge for it.
Maybe I could even do it in my disc jockey voice. Hey there, boys and girls, he laughed at the Sentinel. But the Sentinel, maybe he didn't laugh at the Sentinel. We'll have to find out.
Really?
I want to see the Sentinel.
It's not bad. It's pretty gory.
Yes. That's the kind of movie we love in America. We love gore, we love violence, and we don't really care about anything.
This is up there with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Really?
Maybe surpass that, maybe.
That you saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, I was sort of forced into that one.
And I suppose you enjoyed it.
No, I didn't.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre didn't appeal to me, but if they put it on TV, I'll probably get another hunger attack right in the middle of it. I don't know. I don't understand myself.
You're gross.
Have a good night.
I'll see you later, Michael.
Bless you. May the good Lord bless and keep you and all that kind of stuff. This is Wacky. Good morning.
This is Billy Penn.
Billy Penn.
Well, you can't believe it. Someone of my stature calling the show.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, this is my 9th anniversary here. I called first time February
28, 1968.
Yes, it's so exciting.
The 9th anniversary, 9 years ago today.
Any music there anywhere?
What kind of music?
You can play for my anniversary.
Ah, anniversary music.
Yes.
Happy anniversary, what a day this is.
Don't sing your ice cream song anymore?
I make my own kind of music.
What happened to your ice cream cone song?
I sing that occasionally for special occasions.
Well, this is a special occasion.
Well, we've got to be sure it qualifies.
Well?
Is this important to the people of Kentucky, Anna?
Well, if Billy Penny important as it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you better name your daughter Penny.
Penny?
Yeah. After me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
I'll tell you about a bad movie.
Bad movie.
The Town of Dreaded Sundown.
Yes?
You know about it?
I've heard of the commercials.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. If you can laugh at that, I really have to give it to you.
I think I can almost laugh at any kind of movie.
No, because you sit there and you think you wasted, you know, about $3.50 watching the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't laugh about it.
I see.
Because it's so bad.
Well, you see, I wait till they either come to TV or they come to the cheap theaters and I see them for a dollar or less.
Well, maybe you'll see this one in a stag movie. It's really bad.
Really, really bad.
Really, really bad. So what's been happening with you?
What's been happening?
What's been happening?
I've just gotten mad as hell.
Yeah, have a drink of water. It'll cool you down.
And I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm about out of water. There's only an inch and a half of water left in the bottom of this cup.
Well, you won't make it to 3 o'clock then.
I wonder how much carbon tetrachloride there is in there.
I think it's 6.0, which is the danger level. It means you drop dead instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably won't make it to 3 o'clock.
Hmm. Carbon tetrachloride, I understand it causes cancer and also liver damage if you take it in large enough quantities.
I'm impressed you could say a word that big, personally.
Personally?
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, I try. I try to say all the words.
When's your new book coming out, the dictionary?
I have a dictionary here. The new one, the revised one?
Yes.
They just said that they have a large production schedule, and it may be several years before the new edition will come out, but they will try to make the correction in the new edition. They are very happy that I pointed out their mistake.
We're all proud of you here in Kentucky.
I'm very proud of myself. It's not everyone who has a letter from the Merriam-Webster Company.
That's true.
Not everyone.
Yes. Are you going to be in a footnote?
I don't know. I should ask them for some kind of credit in the front of the book. Yes, I think I should be memorialized here.
Maybe they make a movie about it.
Yes.
Yes.
That would make a good story.
It really would, yeah.
Yes, guy who gained national fame because he corrected the Merriam-Webster Company.
Well, I guess I better be going.
And the sad part of it is, I gave them the correct definition of these words as they were written in the Funk and Wagnalls Dictionary.
It's the one you'd look at, wouldn't it be?
Yes. Well, you see what it is. I saw a TV program several months ago about midgets and dwarfs. And I was talking to some friends, and naturally the subject came up about midgets and dwarfs, and I was trying to think of the exact meanings. So I grabbed my new collegiate dictionary, and I looked in there. And it said essentially that midget and dwarf were synonymous.
Man, he must lead a boring life.
And I said, now that can't be. That's not correct. So I reached for my Funkin' Wagnalls and looked it up. And they were wrong.
You're getting violent in your old age.
That's right. I'm mad as hell.
And what else?
And I'm not going to take this much longer.
Yeah, man, you're slipping. You don't remember the whole sentence anymore. It's going,
it's
man.
It's carbon tetrachloride.
It's affecting your brain. You're going to be slipping down.
Carbon Ted. I wonder if Carbon Ted is here in this dictionary.
I wonder if he'll eat up that plane in the Ohio River.
And if it is in this dictionary, I wonder if they have the proper definition. Carbon monoxide, carbonic acid, no carbon tet, no carbon tetrachloride.
Turn that letter off.
Carbon paper. Wow, this is disgusting. They've got to have carbon tetrachloride.
Oh, we got some, they don't have any.
Do you know the chemical formula for carbon tetrachloride?
TCT.
Wrong. That is incorrect.
Well, hell, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't take chemistry, man.
Wow.
I'm just a dumbbot, you know.
Maybe it's CCl4, because carbon is C, and chlorine is Cl, and I think tetra means four. And it would seem right to me that it's CCl4, and I wish there was a chemistry student out there listening so he could call in and tell me, because I need to know.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's going to kill you one way or another. It doesn't matter what it stands for.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, you know, I figured I'd bless you all.
It's been enlightening.
I'm sure.
Any parting comments?
No, except life's a bitch.
Life is.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It is 2:27 on the Wacky Talk Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What is it you need to know?
The chemical formula for carbon tetrachloride.
CCl4.
Now, did you look that up? Do you know that, or did you
it's
hear what...
It's in the dictionary.
It is in the dictionary? Where at? What part of the dictionary?
Well, I've got a different... I've got a Thorndike-Barnhart dictionary.
Uh-huh. What does it say about carbon tetrachloride?
A colorless, non-flammable liquid often used in fire extinguishers and in cleaning fluids. Then it gives the formula.
And if you breathe the fumes enough, it gives you brain damage.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Hmm.
They mark... On the bottle, if you use it for a cleaning fluid, they mark on the bottle, do not breathe the fumes.
Congratulations.
Yes, on what? Oh, yes.
Well, from your dictionary and from your little baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I don't blame you for being mad.
I am mad.
Especially over this chemical stuff. And,
the second week in a row about the chemical.
Mm-hmm. And then the telephone company is out here. They switched over to the computers, you know.
I saw that on TV.
And they've messed up, well, they messed up our lines. I mean, you know, we've got a different phone number now because it's mixed up and everything.
Hmm.
Sounds like a payphone.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
How's your weekend?
My weekend is...
What should I
have? A little bit lacking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had a neat dream Saturday night. I fell asleep and I... This was a great dream. First of all, these commercials, the products were chasing me all around. They were chasing me, and I couldn't get away from them. And then I had to go into jail to help rehabilitate Charles Manson.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, and well, it progresses from there and gets constantly worse. And these commercials never would leave me alone. These products chasing me around, they never would leave me alone. And I had my choice of either rehabilitating Charles Manson or going back and being chased more by these commercials.
Is he supposed to be out soon, or is he already out?
No, he's eligible for parole in 78.
You think he's going to get it?
I don't think he'll get it. We never can tell, though.
No. They always do the unexpected.
Yes, I wonder how long it'll be before he's back in the news if he does get paroled.
Won't be long.
Won't be long. That's your prediction. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Maybe, Mike.
Need to know that about Carbon Tet. WAKY 583-8803 and 589 WAKY. It is 2:30. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, clearing and cold this morning and today. Low tonight, 25 degrees. A high today, 39. Central Kentucky has 32. Southern Indiana, 34. It is 34 from WAKY. And the snow is no longer falling. It was coming down earlier. But right now, it has ceased to come down. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing?
I don't know. I've got this carbon tetrachloride, and I'm drinking this stuff.
Yeah, well, I have a teaspoon of that every day there, you know, before breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets my spirits going there.
I know it.
Is this Mr. Michael Louis Griffin?
I think so.
It was this morning when you woke up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you got Bigfoot. it's on CB, or you can call me Terry, as I was called when I used to call Mace Dixon there.
Terry or Bigfoot?
Yeah, or Stupid, or Hey You, or yeah, any of those. Mm. Any of those above, ABC, or anyone, you know, don't make any difference.
Yeah. So you were a Mason Dixon caller?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I have not. You can consider yourself as being, I don't know, flattered or the distinguished pleasure of talking to me, see? Because
mm-hmm.
I haven't called since he left the show.
I see.
Been sitting listening, and I haven't heard anybody worth calling talking to until I heard you. And then somebody decided to rip out my phone after running up a couple hundred dollar phone bill. So,
good Lord. How did a couple hundred dollars get run out?
Well, you know, brother in Florida sat here and talked for 2 or 3 hours and stuff like it there. And, you know, so I just put one in Friday, so I figured you're the only one I know worth calling.
I see.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, you just, I don't know if you don't actually remind me of Mason Dixon, but there's just, I don't know, there's just some of them that ain't worth talking to, and you're one that is, so it's strange.
Hmm.
Not that it is not worth talking to, but it is.
Maybe it's because I once had the honor of actually touching Mason Dixon.
Oh, yeah, I touched a spider one time.
Really?
Yeah.
His pet tarantula.
Oh, yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah. Bugs?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
I thought it was George or Herman or something. I forgot.
No, he had an Indian dirty shirt. Remember dirty shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chemo, son. Well, I mean, if you got anything to talk to, or you just call me just to be talking about nothing.
Well, it's up to you, really. But I was talking about the movie on TV where they ate human beings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I watched that there, yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a dog-eat-dog world.
If you were up there, would you have partaken?
Yeah, I like pickled people feet.
Mm-hmm.
Our pig feet is one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's about all you got to say. Mm-hmm. Think I'm strange, don't you?
No, I don't think you're strange.
But
I was thinking, and I would have...
Hey, you know I got one of those beeps on my phone, too?
Ah. Can you play any songs with that?
Well, it's in the handset, see? It's the kind that's...
Oh, that's the kind that's not any fun.
Yeah, I know you have to try to guess.
If you got it...
It's very, very weird there to try to play Mary Had a Little Lamb when you can't see the numbers. It's really weird. You know
that's pretty good. But if you, those trimline phones, it spoils the whole thing of having touch tone.
I'm just thinking about taking all the buttons off of it, sawing the talking off part and the listening part there. And
why did you ever get a trimline?
Well, I don't know.
It spoils having touch tone.
Yeah, well, it's small, fits on the desk, you know.
Side of my old CB here. Yeah. You want to talk to somebody on a CB? FCC, get me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, holding up the phone, I do it all the time. Don't tell them I do it.
Amazing.
I don't need them to knock on my door again.
I thank you for calling in this
Well, yeah, thank you for calling me there. I'm glad you got to talk to me.
Yes, I'm very
I'll
blessed.
Probably continue to talk to you there, call you every now and then there, and when I got something to say.
Yes, it's been exciting and stimulating. Have a good morning.
Well, that's the problem I am. I'm so stimulated right now.
Right.
Blood rushing to my head, and I'm nervous, and I can't talk there because having a divine pleasure talking to Godfather number two there, huh?
Amazing.
Well, take it easy, Cotton Bear. We're going to get on a side and let it slide, be kind of QLR-23 and do a PDQ flip-flop. Catch you come later. Go ahead, huh?
I don't think I have anything else to say. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, whatever you say. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, I see.
After I had Rambling Jack on.
Yeah? That's all right. That's what I've done. You know, wanted to call you up and see what's happening.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down, please?
Turn the radio down a little bit. That's all right. Turn the radio down. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you something.
All right.
What do you think about all these people that's robbing all these crazy cab drivers and stuff nowadays? Ain't that stupid?
Oh, is that happening?
Yeah.
Are you a cab driver?
Yeah, I drive a cab myself, you know?
Yeah.
And some dude, you know, got my cab, you know? And took me way down in the south part of town, you know, and he put a knife on me and took my money from me, you know?
Yeah.
So, whenever he'd done that, I went down to this liquor store down there to call the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had all my money laying all over the front seat up there, you know? And when I pulled up there and run in and called the police and everything, I come back out, and the police got there and went there, and my money was gone. The other guy ended up robbing me somewhere else there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave the money there?
Huh? Well, I was kind of scared about the deal, you know. I was, had to get the police there, and I was unconscious about the money laying there, you know.
Yeah.
There was this other cab driver, which was down in Florida, whenever I was driving for a cab company there. And they robbed him, you know, and took everything. And the police arrived there, and they asked him, and says, well, what did he take, you know? And he says, well, he says, he took my billfold, my money, my cigarettes, and my cigarette lighter. He says, I didn't worry about all that there. He says, man locked me up in the trunk, but he left me without any cigarettes. That was really something, you know?
That is. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I understand cab driving is dangerous work.
Yeah, it sure is, man. You know, you never know who you're going to pick up, you know? And, you know, I think they ought to, yeah, they ought to give cab drivers a chance, you know, like having to carry some kind of protection or something, you know? Like a gun or something like that, you know, for self-defense, you know?
Well, probably see, you know, time.
Huh?
The guy would be in the back seat, a gun wouldn't do you much good.
Yeah, that's true, too, you know, but I mean, still, you know, you got to look at it like this, you know, like, we're just, you know, got a job, on, you know, our own, you know, and we just, you know, we're out to make a living like everybody else is, you know, and I mean, you know, anybody that steals a cab driver's money, you know, like, we only make maybe $15 or $20 a day for ourselves, you know, to make a living for our families, you know, and, you know, they take everything we got, and that leaves us with nothing, see?
Well, why are you in cab driving? Do you like it?
Yeah, hey, it's not bad, you know. I mean, like, you meet a lot of good people, you know. But once in a while, you know, you get a bad person in the cab and everything, you know, and they always give the cab driver a hard time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And, you know, it's just, it's a wild world out here in Louisville, I tell you, man. Some of the places you go to, you know, is really something else.
Are you one of these cab drivers who ask questions and talks to people when they get in your cab?
Yeah, you know, I like to talk to people, you know, I like to, you know, kind of figure them out, you know, feel them out a little bit, you know,
well,
so that way, you know, it gives me a safer feeling whenever I take them someplace. Now, I get a lot of people, I get a lot of ladies in there, you know, it's got problems, you know, like this one lady, you know, her husband left her, you know, and I talked to her, you know, into going back to her husband and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we get way out in Oklahoma, and then her husband is over in Jeffersonville, right? Well, we ended up in Oklahoma. We turned around. I took her back over to Jeffersonville where her husband was at. You know, things like that. You know, just the way you talk to people, more or less, you know.
Any of these ladies ever come on strong with you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Especially all these dancing girls you pick up out of these go-go joints, you know.
Really?
They're a bunch of clowns, man. They get in the cab, you know, and they, you know, try to hug over on you and everything, you know, and you're trying to control yourself, especially whenever I'm married, you know. That's something else, man, you know. My wife wants me to quit being a cab driver, you know, because of this.
Yeah, I can understand why you enjoy the job now. I didn't quite have it before, but now I do.
Right. What do you think about this, all this snow and everything that's coming up? You think we're going to get a big one again?
I don't think so. I think we've had it, and I think that's over. I think the good Lord understands that we can only take so much, and after that we get mad as hell and we refuse to take it anymore.
Hey, I'll go along with that. But I'll tell you what, as a cab driver, man, I want to see about 7 or 8 feet of snow out here, and it'll keep me busy for a few more weeks before Derby Day. You
make
know?
Lots of money when the snow's on.
Hey, you better believe it, you know. They keep you hopping, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like, see, I drive a yellow cab, you know. And they got the best business, you know, it's the best cab company around, you know. I'll support, of course, maybe my own one man's opinion, you know. But I've drove for several other cab companies here in town, and that's the best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make more money, especially on days like this, you know, like on slow days, you know. Today it's been, like, you know, really slow, you know. Now the snow is, you know, it snowed, you know, a little bit tonight. Now the business really picked up a lot, you know.
Yeah, you like the sub-zero weather when the cars won't start in the snow and people are afraid to drive.
Yeah, right, because, you know, that's when everybody rides a cab, you know.
That's terrible.
The people and the crazy people, you know.
Terrible wishing that on us.
Huh?
Wishing that on us. It's terrible.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and check off here, and I'll catch y'all later, okay?
You shouldn't use that word. It might make someone think of checker cab. Don't use check off.
Okay, I'll yell at you later on.
All right. Have a good night. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
As bad as hell, and I won't take it anymore.
Oh, that's good. Have you yelled that out your window recently?
No, I'm going to just yell at you.
Uh-huh.
I figure I'd cover more territory that way.
I see. Why in particular are you mad as hell?
First of all, you didn't tell me to call the show and confirm your formula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is the formula?
What is the correct formula?
Yes.
CCL4.
CCL4.
Which is exactly what you said.
Yes, and I didn't even look it up. It's from my chemistry course that I had in high school.
It's not that difficult of a formula.
Well, I know that. But
because you remember terra means four.
Yes, I wasn't into chemistry, though.